ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show, our new time, new day.
Tuesdays
you've been
from
listening
12 to 1,
for a little bit now. We've been on Tuesdays, right, from 12 to 1. It's wonderful. In an hour format.
Yes.
So we used to be a half hour.
And for those who are not familiar with us or have not heard us before, Gulf Coast Nutrition, store of the same name, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, Florida.
And if you've not been by the store, please come by. We'd love to see you. We have a great selection on all your favorite supplements, and we have some really, really good deals every month. So certainly do that. We've got a free rewards program. We don't charge for that, so you can start accumulating points to use towards purchases. We have our wonderful free tune-up that you can schedule, supplement tune-up, where you just bring in all of the supplements that you're currently taking, and we'll take a look at them with you and just evaluate them for quality, make sure you're not overspending, make sure you're not doubling up on ingredients, that type of thing. So, and that's a free service.
And can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com and take that wonderful virtual tour.
The virtual tour. Yeah, you can see the inside of the store. It's great. You can see Dr. V in the back kind of waving at you.
No, you can't.
No. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Have you had your cholesterol checked lately?
Actually, I have not. I've been a bad boy.
I have
not had it checked. But since the show today happens to be talking about cholesterol, this is perfect timing for me to do
that. It's one of those three things that you should always check. Know your numbers is what we've talked about. And that's know your cholesterol number, know your blood pressure, and know your sugar, your insulin, either your insulin or your blood sugar level. Because you can check that at home. You can just get one of the blood sugar testing kits and just check it periodically at home. So those are the three numbers you need to know.
But you can actually get your cholesterol checked other ways too. There are now kits that you can get or tests that you can get outside of your doctor's office that will get you your cholesterol numbers and a lot of other things.
Yeah, you can check all three of those at home now. So it's very good. So
no excuses.
It's easy enough to do. So no excuse.
No excuses. I know. I'm the man.
We need to find out what your cholesterol level is.
I've had my hand right on.
I know what mine is.
You do. Well, you know all about all of your numbers. You're great.
I'm always looking. I find it very interesting to know my numbers.
You do.
And to get blood work and see what's going on. And I'm a true believer of diagnostics.
I know.
And then you can decide what way you want to go about, you know, dealing with whatever situation you may have.
Yes, you've chased after me with a finger lance before, trying to get a blood spot out of my finger, chasing me around the office. Wait, come here with the pocket meter in your other hand. Look, look, you're going to see, look. I had to stop, otherwise she was going to lance the wrong, put me in the wrong part here. So, yes, I did stop.
Oh,
yes,
that's not true.
No. But it was very eye-opening, the numbers that you show people and what they really are.
Yeah, it's important. And today I want to talk a little bit more, or a lot more actually, about one specific number, and that's the cholesterol.
More than just one specific number.
It's a lot more than one specific number. That's what I want to get into.
Because if you're getting only one number from your doctor on your cholesterol, that's not... Nowadays, that's not sufficient.
It's not sufficient at all.
It's not adequate.
And a lot of people, you know, they think when they first hear cholesterol, they think that it's something very damaging that has to be avoided. I have to do whatever.
It's always bad.
It's always bad. I have to do whatever I can to get my cholesterol down. You know, and some people even think the lower your cholesterol is, the better.
Zero would be really bad.
And you can't.
You don't want zero.
No, I mean, the reality is cholesterol is actually a building block of nearly every system in the body. I mean, we have to have cholesterol. It's essential for life. So a lot of people still don't realize that. And most cells, except for neurons, can actually manufacture cholesterol. And it's one of the main key functions of your liver. So that's
producing
where most
cholesterol.
Of our,
yes, right, absolutely.
That's
right.
That's where we produce most of our cholesterol. We don't get most of our cholesterol from the diet, you know. I mean, only about 15% of diet will contribute to cholesterol. You know, 85% of the cholesterol in your body is made by your body in your liver.
And you need it. Your cells need it.
You absolutely have to have it. I mean, you have to have it for vitamin D production from the sunlight. So if you don't have enough cholesterol, you're not going to produce enough vitamin D. But and we know how important vitamin D is.
Right. But it's not just that your cholesterol, it produces cholesterol. You've got to have a breakdown of the good cholesterol to the bad cholesterol and what that is as well.
Yes. And we're going to get into that. I want to talk real specifically about those numbers and those particle sizes. So we'll get into all that in just a little bit. Cholesterol is also needed for every cell in the body for its structural integrity. So you got to have it.
Yeah.
The cell walls are made up of lipids and cholesterol. We have to have cholesterol for our sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen. So a lot of people have hormone deficiencies. It could be the cholesterol, that you actually don't have enough cholesterol. Have you ever thought of that? How many people think, you know, come in, I'm not sure that I have enough cholesterol.
Well, yeah, it's true. I don't hear that.
You don't hear that.
And what you really want to understand is, you know, when it becomes bad. I mean, when you have scarring on your artery walls, if you have issues with high blood pressure, if you're a smoker, then you've had damage to the inside of the artery walls where cholesterol can stick and clog up and cause problems with the arteries. That's where the issue is. But it's a many-fold approach, not simply just lowering that cholesterol number.
Sure, sure. I mean, cholesterol, and that's where the lipoproteins start to come in, because cholesterol, because it's waxy, it doesn't travel in the blood very well. And because we need it in all these different areas of the body, we also need it in the brain to help us communicate better and to protect us from the damage of aging. It's got to get there somehow. So it's got to go from the liver where it's made. It's got to get to the tissues, the organs, you know, to be used for vitamin D and for the hormones and all of that.
And
so it's
got
to find a way to get there.
The way it travels is through the arteries.
Well, it travels through the arteries, yes, but it travels on more specifically on something called lipoproteins. So you've got different types of lipoproteins, which is just a mix of protein and lipids, and they're put together to carry fats throughout the blood or through water. And I mean, we have an entire system dedicated to carrying cholesterol around the body. That's how important it is.
It's very important, yes.
So, I mean, and most people know HDL, LDL. They've certainly heard that when you get a cholesterol test, like you mentioned. You know, it used to be that you just got the total number checked. And then it started going a little further and, you know, it's important to get your HDL checked and your LDL checked. Well, what are those, really? They're actually just vehicles to carry cholesterol, triglycerides, and some other fats around the body. And they serve a different purpose. HDL serves a different purpose than LDL. LDL actually carries the triglyceride to the tissues from the liver, so it carries it to wherever cholesterol is needed. So you can think of it kind of like a dump truck. So it's carrying the cholesterol, it's dumping it off in your tissues and organs wherever it needs it. Well, HDL, you can think of as a pickup truck, because it's designed to attract the cholesterol once it's done in that area and it's finished doing what it needs to do, or it's an excess amount, then it will carry it back to the liver. So it'll carry it out of the tissues, out of the organs, out of the blood vessels, and back to the liver to either be reused or to be excreted, like in your bowel movement. And that's one of the reasons why fiber is so important.
Yes, and this is why they say keep your highs high and your lows low, because your HDLs, keep those high because those are the ones that are pulling cholesterol out, and they'll keep the lows low. Those are the ones that are dumping it off. You don't want to have too much cholesterol dumped off.
And not enough to pick it back up.
Pick it back up. So as long as you're picking up the cholesterol, you're okay. Your numbers, you know, you're going to be good. So keep your highs high and your lows low. So, yeah, getting away from the concept.
And that's where we get into the good, bad.
Yeah, the good and the bad.
We think HDL is good. And it's not that there's two different types of cholesterol, because cholesterol is just cholesterol.
Right, but it's not that, there are two different designations is what we want to call it. And what their function is, what they're doing in the process of depositing and picking up the cholesterol throughout the body. So it's not just knowing that one number. Oh, my cholesterol's okay, it was X. No, it's what are your HDLs, what are your LDLs? Very important.
Right. And it is very important. Now, a lot of people will know that, you know, they look at the total amount of 200 milligrams and they still think that anything, you know, above 200 milligrams is considered high. you know, for a total cholesterol, and LDL, you should be, you know, like 100 milligrams or lower would actually be optimal. And HDL, people think that, you know, 60 for your HDL, 60 or higher is good. So when you're looking at just those three levels, that's what you want to look at. But again, going much further is very important. And when I say going much further, you want to look more specifically at the LDL particle sizes. So that's really important. And because LDL can be now broken down into a couple different sizes of LDL, you've got the large, buoyant, fluffy LDL. You've got the small, dense LDL. And the bigger, the better, actually. So you want more of those large, fluffy LDL and less of the small, dense.
And you know what's really great today? When you get a lab test back, you don't have to go looking up all these references. Nowadays, the lab tests, the good stuff, they have a green number. And if it's bad, it's in a red range. And so you don't even, if you get your own test, you don't even need to take it to someone. You can just look and go,
very understandable.
Oh, it's all in the green, I'm okay. And now if it's in the red, now I'm going to take it to my doctor and we'll talk about it. So that's very important. And again, for those who have not been to gulfcoastnutrition.com, I keep saying that. It's to those of you who have not been to Gulf Coast Nutrition store, we're located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
And I guess they could go to gulfcoastnutrition.com as well.
They could, because that was what I was going to say next was, and if you can't make it there, you could go to gulfcoastnutrition.com.
But we'd love to see you in the store, actually.
Would. And in just a minute, we'll be covering more on cholesterol. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.